Norunt Resources is opening a crack in the door for Wyloo Metals to make a formal takeover offer for its Ring of Fire mineral assets. The Toronto-based nickel and chromite exploration outfit said in an August 31 news release that it's willing make a concession to give the Australian mining company fair access to confidential inside information in order for Wyloo to make a direct pitch to Norunt shareholders. Wyloo, a 37% shareholder of Norunt, is making a hostile takeover bid against a friendlier offer by its Australian mining rival BHP to gain control of Norunt and the right to claim one of the richest untapped nickel and base metals project in the world. The prize is Norunt's Eagle's Nest nickel deposit, sitting on a largely untapped and isolated mineral exploration property, 500 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay. Privately owned Wyloo announced in May it wanted to acquire all of the common shares of Norunt it currently didn't own in a proposed $133 million transaction. The Perth-headquartered Wyloo said it was informed that BHP was formulating a bid to acquire some of Norunt's greenfield assets in the Ring of Fire area of the James Bay region, and it wasn't willing to give BHP a strategic toehold. In a blustery broadside against Norunt's board of directors this week, Wyloo sweetened its May offer from 31 cents per share to 70 cents, bettering BHP's 55 cents per share takeover bid price. But Wyloo claims it's been stymied by the Norunt board, accusing them of denying access to internal company documents as part of its due diligence work. Wyloo further threatened this week to toss the entire Norunt board if shareholders ultimately accepted its bid. Norunt contends Wyloo hasn't made a legitimate offer yet to shareholders, but rather a non-binding proposal to the board. At issue is Norunt's insistence that Wyloo sign a confidentiality agreement to do its due diligence, a practice Norunt said is customary for proposed transactions of this scale. Norunt said this is same standard confidentiality agreement that BHP signed prior to that mining company making its takeover proposal in July, an offer that Norunt's board is siding with. Norunt said Wyloo was given the opportunity to sign the agreement but has refused to do so. A sticking point with Wyloo is a standstill provision within that agreement that the company said prevents them from making their offer directly to Norunt shareholders and further restricts their rights as shareholders from proposing nominations to Norunt's board, something Wyloo deems unacceptable. Norunt now responds that it's willing to waive that provision in order to allow Wyloo to do its due diligence, in the interests of Norunt shareholders. But first, Norunt sought permission from BHP, which has agreed to waive this requirement. With BHP's consent, said Norunt CEO Alan Coutts in the news release, Norunt intends to provide Wyloo with a confidentiality agreement in the same form as Norunt's confidentiality agreement with BHP, but without the customary standstill provision. This will allow Wyloo to complete the due diligence that Wyloo claims is required, and to decide whether or not to make a binding offer to acquire the common shares of Norunt that Wyloo does not already own. In the release, Norunt cautioned shareholders there are no guarantees that any sale will crystallize from the Wyloo proposal. Norunt's response came a day after Wyloo took a confrontational stance against the Toronto junior miner, jabbing the company for its dearth of exploration funds and its lack of meaningful activity on the ground over the last decade to expand the project's mineral potential. Wyloo contends if Norunt shareholders accept its bid, new leadership will unlock the value in the Ring of Fire under a board led by the boss of its parent company, Andrew Forrest, head of Tatarang, one of Australia's largest private investment firms. Norunt's board is favouring the BHP offer, determining that the offer is fair, from a financial point of view, to Norunt shareholders and in the best interests of Norunt and its shareholders.